Hola.
Hola, buenas
Hola.
noches, mi nombre. Hola, buenas noches.
I don't have a house.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry. My name is Jennifer and I'm
Hi,
calling you from
what are you calling for?
yes, I'm calling you from Metro Research. We are conducting a short survey and it will just take a few minutes of your time. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, but I don't have time for a survey.
Oh, this is a very short survey. It's regarding transportation and I will highly appreciate if you can help me.
All right, yeah, but after the survey, I'm not giving you any information. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. All right. So would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
32.
Thank you. And what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Thank you. In which county of Massachusetts do you live in?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, how would you describe your gender?
Binary.
I'm sorry?
Binary.
Thank you. Alright. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Other.
Other, what would be your race? Are you
Well, my
Spanish,
dad's black
Asian?
and my mother is white. So my dad's Puerto Rican, but
Okay.
he's black and my mother is white. So I'm Italian and Irish. I'm Native American. I'm Italian. I
Okay.
mean, I'm other.
Okay, thank you. You say your mother is white?
Yeah, and my father is black, and I'm white with blue eyes, and neither of them have blue eyes. I have blue eyes, but my father and my mother don't.
All right. Okay. Were you born in the
Yep.
States? Thank you. I appreciate it. All righty. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay, high school graduate.
Yep.
Thank you. Did you go, do you have some college?
No.
Okay. Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation related issue facing Massachusetts?
Most what?
In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation related issue facing Massachusetts?
I would say trains.
Okay. Would you elaborate what exactly with trends?
So there's not enough pickups and drop-offs, and it's one of the most convenient forms of transportation. Because, I mean, you got buses, right? But they hit traffic. So, I mean, a bus is cool, but when cars don't go fast, buses don't go fast. But when you have a train, you get to your destination. So I would say trains. I would think trains are very important.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. What grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mauro Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? Would you say A, B, C, D, or F?
I don't know. I think biking is an issue because they don't have insurance and they're in the middle of the road, which is really inconvenient for drivers who have to pay very high premiums on their car insurance. Very annoying. that wouldn't vote for bikers for anything.
All right. So the question is, what grade would you give the Massachusetts governor, Maura Healey, on transportation?
I wouldn't give her anything. I don't know who she is.
Okay. The MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry services through eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for the handling of the MBTA?
Nothing, because I don't know what she's done.
Okay, thank you. Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling on regional transit authorities?
I don't know who Governor Healey is, and
okay,
I don't care what she does, because I don't think she's made a big impact, and it doesn't matter to me. I don't know, to be honest with you.
I understand. The Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for their handling on transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? Would you say A, B, C, D, or F?
Probably a B.
I appreciate it. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or is it about the same?
I think it's worse.
Thank you. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in any of these activities, please just say so. So how safe do you feel when you take a public bus or the MBTA or RTA? Do you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, or do you do not engage with this activity?
Want to take the public bus?
Yes. How safe do you feel when you take the public bus?
I don't engage.
Okay. What about walk around your community? How safe do you feel?
What are the options?
Very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
I would say safe. Just
all right.
Middle.
Would that be somewhat safe?
Yeah.
We've
had a couple shootings here and bank robberies, so it's a good area, Woburn, but.
Okay. I respect that. Thank you. How safe do you feel when you take the MBTA subway?
I don't take it, so I wouldn't know.
You do not engage, okay?
But I feel safe when I do.
All right. You do take the subway every now and
every
then?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Like maybe a few times, yeah.
Okay, so when you do, you feel very safe. Is that right?
I just feel safe.
All right. Would you say very safe or somewhat safe?
I would say somewhat safe.
Thank you. What about when you drive or ride in a car on local roads? Would you say very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe?
In what area?
When you drive or ride a car on your local roads in your area.
I mean, that all depends on the driver, you know? But I would say very safe for myself.
Okay. Okay, what about when you take the MBTA commuter rail?
I would say very safe.
Very safe. Thank you so much. How safe do you feel when you ride a bicycle?
Very safe.
Okay. What about when you drive or ride in a car on the highway? Would you say very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
I appreciate it. Now I'd like to ask you about a different topic. Governor Healey has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale, about $1 million. Cities and towns could use this money, could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose? It does not specify the transfer fee. It just says that the state sale is over $1 million.
Well, then I wouldn't support it because there's not enough information.
Alrighty. So would that, in that case, would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Surely opposed.
Thank you. We're almost done. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
None. I have an apartment.
None. Okay. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with a family member or studying or student housing?
No.
All right, so do you say that you rent? You said you have an apartment. You're renting an apartment, is that right?
Correct.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee full-time, employee part-time, or not currently employed?
Part-time.
Employee part-time, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, free tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck? Oh no, my work doesn't offer any discount for transit passes.
My work doesn't offer any of that.
Okay. Does your work offer any of, does your work offer any form of parking, free or pay, for employees? Free parking,
no.
Parking pay per month, none of this, parking pay per day either? Okay, thank you. Thank you. How often do you work from home right now? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never, I prefer not to work from home, or never, this is not an option for my work.
Not an option.
You said it's not an option?
Correct.
Thank you so much. When you commute to work, how do you do so? Do you walk, take the MBTA subway, take the commuter rail, take a ferry, you drive, take the public bus or the MBTA or RTA, or ride a bike?
I work.
Yes. How do you commute to work?
Car.
I'm sorry?
A car. A vehicle.
Oh, you drive? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And may I please know, why do you commute the way you do? Why do you drive to work in your own words?
Oh, it's just more convenient and it's closer. So if I worked in the city, I would take the train because I live in Woburn. And I could bypass the traffic. But I don't live in a city, so when I work, I'm a a contractor, subcontractor. So I'd rather take my car. You can't really take your tools in the train.
Okay. I am a contractor. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm just making some notes. In politics today, which would you consider yourself? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. On most issues, do you tend to lean more towards Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Neither.
Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the category that contains your income. Was it below $25,000? 25 to less than $50,000? 50 to less than $75,000? 75 to less than $100,000? 100,000? 50? 50 less than 75?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. May I please know what is the zip code where you're living?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, your zip code?
01801.
01801. Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a good night.
Oh, thanks. What do I get out of all this?
Oh, this was just a general survey that we were just completing for the state of Massachusetts regarding how you see transportation in the area where you live in. So I highly appreciate your help, and I really hope you have a good night.
Oh, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.